We have two wonderful specimens who came here for their first date. And today they're celebrating their 11th wedding anniversary. Welcome and congratulations. And a wave to everyone. 11th wedding anniversary.
And today is the
11th.
Yeah.
We came to India for the first date.
On the first date?
Yeah.
Whose idea was it?
Or he bought you?
Achha.
You
bought
her. So
where did you come from?
What do you mean, where did they come from?
Not India.
India,
for this
they
session.
They came here for their first time, to a meeting, public meeting. They came to a Thursday meeting.
See how well it was, no?
So
see? 11 years.
So, just as well they didn't go to a coffee shop, they would never have got married.
Yeah, we take the credit.
We take full credit for this. So,
thank you.
Of the wedding. So that's really good news, and may you have another 111. Well, maybe not that many.
Yeah.
Lots of names for healing, which I'll give a little later. But there are two things I want to talk about as part of this meeting. One of my clients and a very dear friend also called me yesterday. She had an amazing experience the night before. And I want to narrate it because there's lots to learn from it. She's a very busy working person. Of course, I won't mention her name. Extremely busy working person. And sometimes...
Dixie, come, we'll do it together later.
Sometimes... because she has trouble sleeping. She refuses to take sleeping pills, but she takes melatonin, which is, we know, a relaxant. It's not really medical. So she was having trouble the previous night, and she popped a melatonin, and she went into that half-dream, half-awake state, which we've all experienced, and she sort of got a visitation from her grandmother. She felt she was at her grandmother's grave. And then she felt herself going up and felt this incredible, wonderful energy and met her father, who is passed over, who she was very, very close to. And conversations which she can't remember started happening with her father. In the meantime, she found herself, again in this semi-awake state, she kept getting off the bed, and this was physical, and popping another melatonin, going back, getting up, popping another melatonin, going back, and she did this 8 times, between 2 and 6 a.m. And she said, I was aware of this, but I couldn't stop myself. It kept happening. And then she went into this deep, I guess, sort of almost a coma. And her father started yelling at her, saying, go back, it's not your time, this is not your time. And then he said, press your flanks and you will wake up. And she said, I can't. She kept telling him, I can't move my hands, I can't get my hands there to press my flanks. And he was actually shouting at her, do it. And finally, she felt him pressing her flanks, and she sat up and vomited copiously and brought it all out, and then she was okay. So she called me to say, look, this peculiar, very disturbing experience happened. Was I subconsciously trying to commit suicide? What was happening? And I said, not at all. What happened was, she started for the first time in her life sleepwalking. And in sleepwalking, sometimes you repeat a pattern. It just becomes like a cycle. Like you'll go to the kitchen, come back, go to the kitchen, come back, go to the kitchen, come back. We've heard of cases where people walk out onto the ledge of a balcony or something. We've heard of all that, and they're not aware. They're not responsible for it. So it was just a loop of, she was stuck in, of the thought before she went to bed, I must take a melatonin. So that loop was stuck, and she wasn't trying to commit suicide, she was just stuck in the loop, and her father basically saved her life. Now, she herself said, look, Saurabh, 8 melatonins can't kill you. I said, no, of course 8 melatonins can't kill you. But you'd gone so far and the pull was so strong that if your father had not shaken you, as it were, so strongly, you would have created a heart attack and passed over. This was a near-death experience. You would have done this and you would not have come back. And then she said, oh my God, the pull was so strong, I did not want to come back. I just did not want to come back. It felt so wonderful being there. And I was with Dad and I wanted to be in his arms, kind of thing. So I just thought I'd share this because it's such a fascinating experience. And truly, her spirit father saved her life. It wasn't her time. And he pushed her back. Now, imagine, to the degree that she felt him pressing her flanks. That was not just an imagination. He somehow, energetically, he pressed. These are the flanks, right? Am I talking? Yeah. Saying it correctly? Okay, so he pressed her because she couldn't get her arms there. Because she was so drugged out. And she's back. So I spoke to her today. I said, how are you doing? And she said, she's of course back at work, but she said, I don't want to be at work. I just want to be with myself. I just want to process. And she said, I'm feeling very, very disconnected and I'm feeling terribly calm. Everything that was worrying me earlier is not worrying me now, but I'm feeling totally disconnected from Earth. So I said, yes, this is an after effect. Many people have had near-death experiences and it takes a while to ground. So I recommended that she sit several times today, even at work, taking off her footwear, grounding herself, consciously connecting with Mother Earth, drinking a lot of water, just to come back. I thought I'd bring this up. First of all, it's such a fascinating experience. But she's been wanting to connect with her father for so long. She's, you know, she said, teach me how to connect, teach me how to do this. And I have given her guidance. And it's never happened before. And here was a connection beyond her wildest dreams. So I said, please sit and just bless your father. Not just for saving your life, but also for giving you the connection you always wanted. Now her fear is, will this happen to me again? And I said, no. She's personally not at all ready to go anywhere. She's got a lot of stuff to do and young children and all of that. But I said, this was, sometimes you can make a, you know, sometimes you can make a mistake. Everything is not ordained. Now that loop she got caught in was an error. But it wasn't suicide, it wasn't self-destruction, it was just an error. And I said, you've got to forgive yourself for this now. You have to forgive yourself. Would anyone like to comment on this or say anything or share anything?
Melatonin is not a vitamin. It's a hormone. So we should, it's a hormone. It's not a vitamin. So I think you should tell her not to have that and to shift to magnesium for a while.
I see. Thank you.
That's one thing.
Yes. And, oh, sorry. One. Yes, go ahead.
I've been studying when people pass over and they come. It's maybe she couldn't connect because she had inhibitions. Her mind was not letting her connect. So it could happen only in deep sleep after one or two melatonins. That's one thing. Yes. Otherwise, she wouldn't be able, because you put those boundaries and structures in your head. After she connected that deeply, the father's flow was that much. He had to exert maybe 200 times the energy that he usually exerted to physically push her flanks. So kudos to the father.
Kudos to the father, truly. Thank you. Yes, yes.
This is completely different from whatever we do and as in, you know, what we believe in. But a couple of years back, this is way before my journey with you began. This was in, say, 2010. I was back side effect of taking melatonin
in excess.
Where we get into a state, and I stopped taking it, that's why. We get into a state where we actually feel this is happening. It's a kind of sleep apnea that you go through, where you literally feel everything happening around you is 100% reality. I've had some horrible nightmares by just taking melatonin, and you feel like it's literally happening around you, and it like you said, she doesn't feel connected at all. It's very common, and like Pritima said, tell her to get off melatonin, because it doesn't suit anyone and everyone. Secondly, you know, we say there's melatonin inside, we have no clue what's put inside that strip or tablet that we are consuming.
Thank you.
And all our body hormones are in balance. If anyone goes off balance, there is a reaction. So she had 8 of those pills. It had that much, her system was messed up. So what she's feeling right now, she probably needs to rest because her system, her hormones need to balance out.
Well, Saurav, I can only recommend that there is a homeopathic sleeping tablet which is so harmless and yet so effective. So I can't remember the name right now, but I'll
If you could,
you.
Please give it to me.
Yes,
Nagi says there's a homeopathic sleeping tablet that's very effective and totally harmless. But she can't remember the name. So I said that would be good for all of us to know. Do let us know.
Magnesium.
Sorry?
Rescue remedy.
No,
not for sleep.
Okay. Magnesium is used very... Magnesium is used very commonly in our... when a doctor's language, you even call it calm. C-A-L-M. Because it calms the nerves. And it helps you sleep. So it's a better, much better natural, it's a vitamin thing to take vis-a-vis melatonin.
Thank you.
And everybody should take it before they go on to melatonin. It's also anti-anxiety. It helps you actually calm down.
Thank you.
This one is also anti-anxiety.
Yeah, Suzanne. Okay, so there's one more thing I want. Sorry, yes.
I got when you were saying she was getting up and taking because her... Intuitively, she knew that one will break the connection quickly, and she wanted to keep the connection going.
Oh, that's a very
she
good
kept
one.
Going back and getting it. It was
a subconscious to keep
that's
the connection.
Why she kept thinking. Then could, she realized she's overdone.
That could well be. Thank you, Toxi. That could well be a subconscious.
I kept getting that when you were saying.
Now, yes, Atulji.
Melatonin is secreted by pineal gland.
Yes.
At pineal gland, there is not much study now. And if you do yoga, it is connected door to God. And such experience have happened, artificial melatonin.
Yes. A lot of people have, that's what he said, sometimes it's a side effect.
It may not be the side effect. It may
be also maybe the connection. So in this case, it was a connection. This was not a delusion. It was a connection.
No, what I mean by side effect, Atulji, is exactly what it opens. You're 100% right about that. It affects your pineal gland. So melatonin is produced by the pineal gland. And when there is extra melatonin in the body, we say the crown chakra actually opens up. So even when you take it artificially, sometimes it opens up. That's why people have nightmares or out-of-body experience and all of that. You could call it a... In a layman's language, you could say it's a side effect, but it is completely the effect of the chakra opening up.
Yes, that's why I'm saying.
We're concurring on this, yes. Yes, yes.
Just now, Pritima said that it could open your crown and out of body. It happened with me. Like I went someplace, there is a portal, very active portal near Hyderabad.
I think you better stand here because we can't hear you at the back. Otherwise, I'll have to keep translating what you said. Just stand up and go.
So I went a very potent place near Hyderabad. I just sit there, not even meditating there. And suddenly, I don't know what happened to me. I got disoriented, I don't know what is right, what is left, where to go. I completely forgot how I came here in that place. So people around me helped me to go down. After going down, I just lost my senses and my crown chakra will open. My crown chakra had, I was not in my senses, but people around me, they hold my hand and they felt current, you know, and the person who is in charge, who is like you. So she told me that my crown chakra was wide open at that time and to
close it.
Yeah, to close it, she did something and she explained me if that happened again, what should I do. Then I came back home. Then again, I didn't meditate, but it happened. It's like its own. So,
yeah, you have to be careful. You have to be in charge.
Yeah.
So what I felt, Swarav, something traveled up and just I got out of my body. Like first time in my life and just astral travel.
This feels like a very fast kundalini
yes.
rising.
Yes. Okay.
And then psh, that must
But
have
you
happened.
Are a yoga practitioner anyway, no?
Yeah. Ha, so I'm not on any medication.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Though I have asthma, but I...
No. You are a yoga practitioner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? So, a yoga practitioner also activates the chakras. And when your pituitary is activated, it will release melatonin.
Okay.
And that will cause the same issue.
Oh.
Today is a lot of discussion, thanks,
yeah.
about melatonin. Maybe we need to hear this, all of us, perhaps for future, for other people who are helping others. I always thought it was one of the safest things to take, but obviously...
It's
there are alternatives.
You just might get freaked and scared with what is happening. So if somebody guides you, it might not be a bad thing.
No,
it is what is happening is not wrong or it is not it just might freak you out because it's unknown.
Now let's move on to another topic.
One second, sorry, this is coming. That does not mean we pop in melatonin for an experience. It ain't happening if you're not ready. Before you know, everybody's popping in melatonin to see where that goes.
Open the chakra.
It doesn't work like that.
Nixie had sent me a little forward. Would you like to describe it very quickly?
Actually, I can't remember much of it, but what I do know is that this gentleman spoke, this is on Instagram, okay? And he said that all our...
Stand up, lovely.
Our higher self... Our higher self knows almost a year before we are passing on. Okay? So, they are trying to prepare your body for the Passover. So, the whole point was, why do some people suffer so much before they go and some don't? So, they said the suffering is actually you cleansing yourself to get into the next life. Which doesn't mean that because you didn't suffer, no cleansing took place. Of course, it did take place, but maybe you didn't need it much. So us saying, oh, my poor fellow, he suffered so much before he went. No, it was the body needing that to cleanse before it went forward. Now, this is what he said. So I sent it to Swarav. I said, what do you make of it? You know, so shall we kind of talk?
Yes, I want to share something about this. I agree with this, but not 100%. And I will ask you for your views after. Because I don't believe in the concept of karma being suffering. So, but on the other hand, very often release is needed at the conscious level. And again, how it happens, I get this forward and then a friend calls me about what's happening. And it completely correlates. So I want to share something that's happening to a friend's mother. This woman... is obviously elderly and she has put up with a philandering husband all her life. A husband who not only slept around everywhere but also used money to manipulate everyone. That was his modus operandi and she's been the quiet, suffering, usual Indian silent housewife. Now she's got dementia, not Alzheimer's. And she has started from morning to night screaming in Punjabi, because she is a Punjabi, at the top of her voice. She can't stop the screaming. Cut his penis off. Make him swallow it. He's sleeping with every maid in the house. if you go near him, he will sleep with you. Cut his penis off. If I go near him, I'm going to stab him in the penis. All in Punjabi. She's screaming this morning to night. So a visitor comes in, they hear this whole dialogue. She can't stop it. It's very funny to us, but it is so traumatic to my poor friend who's trying to take care of this mother. And they're sedating her naturally because they're trying to calm her down. And I said, she is preparing to go. She has to release this anger of 68 years of marriage. And the husband, who is also alive, they're both in their 90s, has to hear this. So as much as possible, don't sedate her. Let her yell it. Yes, sedate her at night because you also need sleep. But as much as possible, let her vent. Because till she has vented completely, she's not going to go. And this is the first opportunity in at 93 or 94 of speaking her truth. She's suppressed this all her life. Yes, it's very funny. I mean, to hear a 93-year-old Punjabi lady screaming, cut his penis off. But you can imagine what the family is going through. It's not pleasant. Now, that is a form of release. And now, could she pass over and do the same release? Yes, she could. That's where I differ with this. You can, obviously, we don't finish everything before we go. But we try to finish as much as we can before we pass over, because then the speed of growth at the other end is so much quicker. If you carry over a lot of debris like this, let us say this same woman had passed over without ever expressing it, she would have gone through a lot of release in the healing sleep there, but the likelihood is she would have chosen another incarnation with the same circumstances to try and learn to stand up for herself. So instead of that, she's trying to do it now so she won't have to do that later. Now this doesn't mean everybody who's suffering is doing it for release. A large percentage are. But some people, that's why they're all, this is with spirituality, guys. I always say you have to keep up to date. There are so many exceptions to the rule. We have a friend, our dear friend Roxanne, who passed over years ago. Fantastic healer. Brilliant crystal healer. Who suddenly got galloping cancer and suffered excruciating pain for 4 or 5 months till she passed over. And everyone said, she is such a marvelous healer. Why would she go through this? Later when I connected with her, she is today a master healer at the other end. She is working on curing cancer on earth. So she wanted to go through the experience to understand it, to learn from it. So she created these 4 or 5 months just to, as a learning, as a college course. So now here, there was no releasing your suffering. It was a college course for her. A very brave one. But then Roxanne was brave. So you see, there are always exceptions to the rule. We can't say everyone, and that's where I differ. Everyone is not expiating trauma before they pass over, but a majority are. Yes, Mayor.
The decision for the release is by your higher self?
I'm glad you asked this question. This has been talked of earlier. There is a three-step process. There is your higher soul, there is your conscious mind, and there is what we call a higher consciousness, which resides literally 6 inches above your head. Now, the higher soul may say, come home. It's time to come back. Your conscious mind says, I want to stay on earth. My granddaughter is getting married in 3 months and I want to be at the wedding. Very common. So there's a tussle now. There's a conflict. Higher soul saying, but hello, you can come back here and attend the wedding. Conscious mind is, I want to be at the physical wedding. The intermediary, the higher conscious brain, acts as a liaison. So it tries to bring the higher soul and the brain into sync. And if it can't, it takes a decision and supports one or the other, then a 2 out of 3 decision holds. So if this level says to the higher soul, listen, it means so much for him or her to be at this wedding, let him be enough for 4 more months, it's okay. Then the person will stay alive. But if this path says no, it really is the right time for you to go, you must go, then the person will go irrespective of that wedding. So you see, this is where it gets confusing for us, because we all know, and certainly I know several people, including my own mother, who for 6 years were saying, I want to go, I want to go, I want to go, and wasn't going. So somewhere the intermediary must have been siding with her higher soul to say, not yet, it's not your time. And the other side is a very young person who seems to be totally healthy, who suddenly goes. And we can't understand it.
I want to ask, why did she want to go when she was perfectly all right? When you see her.
You're talking about mom?
Yes.
No, dear, for 6 years she had Alzheimer's. And she was fed up and she was confused and she wanted to join dad. It was 6 years of her wanting to go. Till 93 she was fine. 93 to 99 she was wanting to go. See, mom had no fear of the other side. She was so spiritual, like you. So, and she had a great marriage, so she just wanted to join dad. She was tired of this existence. And she was aware that her brain was going and things were going haywire, and she really wanted to release and couldn't. Now in her case, again, a total exception.
Mm.
I couldn't understand it. And much later after she passed, I connected with a master energy and they explained to me, see, my mom was a social worker all her life. That was her passion. Hands-on social work. And she was doing something for the upgrade of Earth to do with COVID. And they needed her in physical form to pass energy to Earth. So she said, okay, I'll wait. I'll wait till this COVID is over and then I'll go. Now, she didn't consciously know that, nor did I. But that was her social service. Another exception to the rule.
Even before COVID, we connected once and came, she has to still do work. That's why she's not passing over.
That's right. But we didn't know what the work was. We just
first
thought
said
she
children,
has to do.
Then said something. Yes. So they probably didn't tell us COVID, because that definitely we didn't need to know.
No COVID, yeah. So I'm sure she wasn't the only person doing this. There must have been many, many souls doing this. But she was being used as a physical anchor to pass energies to Earth. And she contributed her body. Involuntary service. So till, and in fact she died after the first round of COVID, before the second wave, in between, in January 9th. So it was halfway through, but obviously at that time her work was over, so she went. So now, was she doing 6 years of releasing her trauma? Some of it, yes. It's never one thing. 100%, and this is another thing for Alzheimer's which you should all know. One of the gifts of Alzheimer's, which we can't see, is as the memory goes, your issues with people go.
So does the trauma.
So you see, if you have an unresolved issue with someone else, or a personal issue with something, or you're holding on very tightly to a job that you love, or your company, when you get Alzheimer's, that all goes. So you resolve it in the unconscious state. So again, funnily enough, Alzheimer's gives you a huge boost when you pass over, because you've cleared so much here. So somewhere she was giving service and clearing for herself. Yes, yes, yes. What?
Have you heard about chakra merging? Because my 8th chakra merges with 7th.
I've not specifically heard about chakra merging. But recently I have heard about, I was channeling this, that about the energy of the poles merging. Not that, you know, everyone's been saying Earth is going to reverse. It's not going to flip on its head. But the energy of the North and South Pole are starting to interchange. Now remember, we are reflections of Earth. So if it's happening to Earth, it's going to happen to us. So our North and South Pole are going to start merging.
So when I try to go to 8th chakra, I cannot, it vibrates here only, on 7th.
just let it happen right now.
Both are at the same place.
So, yes.
A little bit, I don't know why we need to share. So, I had a different view on what happened on the pot, on the Instagram that you did. You heard. One was sometimes the family needs to find a reason to make themselves live with the loved one suffering every day. Right? So sometimes these things, it's like you see your mother, your partner, that's somebody having Alzheimer's. No. No, they are going through their suffering. You need your conscience, you need something to hold on to make it, it's okay. You hold on to something saying it's okay because they are cleansing. So they are not doing so much. They are not going through so much pain. It's not futile. So sometimes the family needs something. That's why we come up with these explanations also. That what they are going through is not in vain. It's not futile. It's doing something for them in the future. That's one. Second, dementia. I have known... I'm a psychotherapist for the people... Okay, so I'm a psychotherapist for the people who don't know. So when we study dementia, it's different than Alzheimer's. Alzheimer's, you lose the memory. Dementia, you stick to a loop. So depending on what you need to resolve. Suppose she needed to say her truth, the Punjabi lady. That was something she held on to. She did not say it so many times. She bit her tongue. Right? So she has to say her truth. So she's stuck in that loop of saying her truth. And she'll go on and on with it until she's internalized and that she said it. So dementia people, like there is one person I know who's stuck in the same time she lost her husband. She goes through the same trauma every time as if it has happened a day earlier. So she's not healing from that at all. Another dementia person is in her teenager infatuation, first love. What a beautiful phase to be in. They both are in dementia. One is grieving their partner dying every single day. One is getting ready and having that infatuation and loving life. Both are going through the same illness. But it's your truth. It's what you need to deal with. It's what you need to process. So the same thing like Saurabh rightfully said, that it's not a unanimous rule. So even the people who are struggling, in psychology we say the conscious mind and the subconscious mind. The subconscious mind, the conscious mind has, and there's a filter and then there's the subconscious mind. The conscious mind is where our belief systems, our conditioning, our upbringing, our complete judgment of the world, even what we experience and we learn out of it goes into the conscious mind. The subconscious mind has nothing. Subconscious mind just is like a
sponge
also, and it's like a filing system. It only just absorbs the information and stores it and pushes it back to when it's needed. But your life is not ruled by what's happening in the conscious mind. It's ruled by the push of the subconscious mind.
Memory bank.
Memory bank, what's happened more. So if I live a life holding the belief system and the memory of karma that I need to suffer to release, then I will go through the suffering. If I have evolved to the stage where I say, okay, no, it's God is more unanimous. I mean, he's bigger than that and he's not going to punish me. If I've learned my lesson, I'm done with the karma, I will not suffer. I will not need to suffer to release it. I will release it maybe in a joyous way. So it is very individualistic to our own truth. It is not something that we can so easily write a rule about. So I think it is very, very depending on what the belief systems, conditioning and upbringing of that particular individual is. I don't know. This is what...
Thank you. Okay, now let's get down to the meeting.
Just put it on again, otherwise it'll be too long to send.
Oh, sorry, that Kamalro. Would you be just put off the lights there, please? The yeah. Yeah, that.